This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington, on Thursday, August 12th. I'm Port of Port Townsend Executive Director Aaron Berg, here to provide you information about the port that may not be familiar to you. The port is a countywide special purpose district created in 1924 by the voters of Jefferson County. The port operates differently than our other local governments, the city and the county. Our primary missions are to create good jobs for the community and provide access to the world. In fact, ports in Washington State are the only governments whose primary mission is economic development. In addition to economic development, which is largely achieved by the operation of the boatyard, the port also stewards iconic waterfront properties that are core to the seafaring and working waterfront culture of this community. Port properties include beaches at Fort Worden, Quilcene, and the boatyard, transient docks and piers in downtown Port Townsend and Port Hadlock, marinas in Port Townsend and Quilcene, boat ramps, the Jefferson County International Airport, and, of course, the boatyard. The Port of Port Townsend has planned a busy fall and early winter as it continues to work on significant capital projects. With nearly 100 years of history and significant infrastructure that was built decades ago, our capital project list is vast. Key upcoming projects of note include the Point Hudson Jetty and the Boatyard Stormwater projects. The port is engaged in design and permitting on both projects, so the exact timeframes are unclear, but given the scope of the projects, it makes sense to share preliminary details. The Point Hudson Jetty, which was originally constructed in the 1930s, will be replaced, hopefully, starting in September 2022. Our plan is to complete design and permitting this year, advertise the project for bids in early 2022, and commence work on the North Jetty the following September. Working within the anticipated fish window, the demolition and reconstruction of that jetty will be completed by February of 2023. The plan is to take a similar approach with the South Jetty from September that year through February of 2024. During both phases of the project, the Point Hudson Marina will be closed. This will be a difficult project with significant disruptions at Point Hudson and in downtown Port Townsend. These activities won't go unnoticed by the general population. We anticipate long work days and full work weeks with the contractor utilizing heavy equipment that will create noise, light, and vibrations. We apologize in advance for the inconvenience and ask for our neighbors and the downtown community's support and understanding as we work to reconstruct the jetty that is critical to maintaining Point Hudson as a viable site for coming generations. The other project of note is our boatyard stormwater project planned for completion in 2023. The boatyard is unique in its operation in Western Washington, as the port operates the travel lifts and the yard, while more than 400 skilled marine tradespeople work on boats. This is a more complex method of running a yard that makes Port Townsend more attractive to boat owners and, we believe, the marine trade sector of the Jefferson County economy more resilient. Representative Theringer spearheaded $2 million in funding to help us maintain clean water as it leaves the yard, and this project's intended to do just that. Preliminarily, our plan is to better capture stormwater and treat it prior to discharge into the state's marine waters. The primary toxin of concern is copper, as it is particularly unhealthy for salmon. The port has a series of duties and responsibilities that can be detailed and complicated. But, as a public agency, we do not operate autonomously. Port policy is established by three elected commissioners who meet twice monthly on the second and fourth Wednesdays. Commission business meetings always include public comments. Your voices are welcome and needed as we work together on sound policies that reflect the community. Documents and agendas are always posted online at portofpt.com, so there's plenty of opportunity to see what we're doing and to influence the process. This is Port of Port Townsend Executive Director Aaron Berg. Thank you for listening to KPTZ.